Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
All right, what up, y'all? Welcome to Put You On, the show where I tell you the stars that shall be. And I am lucky to be sitting next to one of the stars that will be, Joshua Neal.
Oh,
Josh
that.
Is an actor. He's a rapper.
Yeah.
He's a model. Have you been booked yet?
No, not really.
He's amazingly handsome.
Thank you.
He's got tattoos and muscles, so I feel like modeling is on the way.
Got the tattoos. Yeah.
Now, before we get into the interview, I must tell you guys. Me and Josh's relationship started off with beef. I'll tell you what happened. Now, if you know me, you know I love to post other creators who make me laugh, are amazing, talented singers, musicians, whatever. Josh's video where he was like, I think it was like when you go to a rock concert.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Got a wig on.
It was that one.
He's humping.
Yeah.
He's got the guitar.
Yeah, the whole nine.
I loved it. I watched it probably 20 times, downloaded it off of TikTok, and obviously go to share it to Twitter, search for Josh's name. It doesn't come up on Twitter.
Nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found.
I wasn't really noted. Like, I wasn't out there.
Most people aren't.
Yeah.
Most people aren't.
That's true.
They're on TikTok. They're on Instagram. Are usually the 1-2. They're less and less on Twitter's usually the least likely they'll be on.
Yeah.
Twitter and YouTube, they're the least likely to be on, and Facebook even more.
That's
they're almost always on Instagram.
Always.
So I didn't tag him
because
I didn't find the name. And I searched the TikTok name, but his Twitter name and his TikTok name were different.
They were.
At the time. I don't know, are they still like that?
I think they're the same now. Instagram and Twitter are the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just post, right? Josh finds the video, and he's like, big creators stealing the content from the little guy.
I was freaking livid.
They not tagging us.
I was hot.
Cam, he knows better. I was like, I did search. So people, they're going at me, not really going at me, but they're like, Cam, why you ain't tagged? So I'm like, you know what? Josh is right.
Yeah, I remember.
Josh is right. I did search, but at that point, I'm like, you know what? He doesn't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I searched. I don't want to be like, well, what you should have done is had the same name.
And that's facts. That's
at
a fact.
That time, that's not the right thing
that's
to
right.
say.
Yeah.
I said, you know what, Josh? You're right. That's my bad.
You did. I remember.
I'll do better. And I also hate, like, I know if you, like, are not on Twitter, there's really no point of tagging a TikTok person because the TikTok, in my mind,
TikTok is
watermark.
Yeah, it's on the thing,
So I'm like, go find it. Like, you can't hyperlink TikTok, but his name is there.
I remember,
Josh wasn't trying to hear no. So what did it, from your side, what was it like when you...
Okay, so first of all, I've been a huge fan of yours since y'all was doing like skits in church. Like since Facebook days. Since forever. Forever.
And you were still pissed.
No. I was like, yo, like, okay, so first I promised to God, as God is my witness, I never meant to, because it was on my story. I posted it on my story. I never meant to post it on my story.
Really?
I ranted about it in my car, but in my mind, I was just like, I'm going to just exit out. Like, but I think I just... You know, boom, hit it, right? But anyways, I think you got me on a bad day, bro. I'm not even gonna lie to you. At the time, I was putting in real work. I'm talking real work, bro. Like, imagine, like, you know how, like, how mad drug dealers are on TV shows and they're putting in mad work and they're just like, we're not taking over, bro. We're not doing this. But I felt like that at the time.
Yeah.
And I think at the day that I was just like, man, I'm not really getting paid. I'm not really getting, like, notoriety.
Yep.
Am I freaking out already? People started hitting me like, yo, Kev on stage posted your video. I'm like... God, this is good. Like, the day that I was so down, I was like, Kev on stage posting me. But I'm like, why y'all telling me, though? Like, I should have... My notifications should be going up crazy right now. Because you know, like, when somebody will post a video, the notifications will go crazy.
I'm like,
I ain't getting no... What? I'm like, what? My stuff ain't going crazy. So I go to your page. I'm looking at it. Comments going crazy. And you know how sometimes... Not saying you was doing this, but now, like, all block pages. If they... post my video, no tag, I just block them because I'm like, you're just using my video for your algorithm, like, but whatever. And I saw no tag, I was like, Kev on stage, the man that I've been like watching for so long, goop in a church like me.
Never
no
meet
tag.
Your hero.
No tag, not you, Kev. And then I remember when I posted it, like you hit me up. It was just like, you're right. I should have tagged you. Blah blah. But I wasn't like seriously angry. I was like bothered, but I wasn't like angry. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I hate this nigga. Like, it wasn't like that. But I remember that day.
Well, it was a good time.
I remember that
but
day,
since
yeah.
then,
that
I have, even if somebody's not on Twitter often, not every time, I'll put, and sometimes you don't even know.
Yeah, sometimes you don't even know.
You don't even
That's
know.
That's when I changed my name.
Is it really?
That day is when I made my like Twitter and my Instagram name the same
Thank
name.
Thank you, because I searched.
Yeah, and then I didn't change the TikTok because it was just the Josh Neal. Like I think Joshua Neal was
That's
just
That's what
taken.
It was. Yeah,
but it was taken, so I still can't change it. But I was
yeah,
like, all right, I'll just keep it this way.
So anyway, let's go all the way back, right? And I mean before content creation.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, Josh was a D1 athlete.
I was.
He was at the University of Oklahoma, yeah. which if you're not familiar with football – not only is D1 the highest level, you have what's called the Power 5 conferences. Mm. Of the Power 5 conferences, the SEC and probably the Big 12
yeah.
and the Pac-12
yeah.
are probably the three biggest conferences.
Yeah.
Those champions are usually going to be in the conversation for the national championship,
yeah.
right? If you're in the other two Power 5, maybe Clemson and the eight, and I don't even know what the other Power 5
Big
conference
is.
Big Ten. Oh, yeah, Big Ten is
yeah,
also
like
going to be in
say,
it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ohio, the top of those conferences have a chance,
yeah,
right?
Right, right?
But Oklahoma and Texas are the top of the Big 12, have been for the last 10, 15
Forever,
years. Oklahoma's
yeah.
been, I'm a Texas fan.
Okay.
But Oklahoma's
okay.
been
Texas
getting the better.
Texas is real Texas. This year.
They're real.
Very
they beat
real.
Alabama in Alabama.
Very real this year.
Quinn Ewers, Steve Sarkisian, married to a black woman.
It absolutely. They're real last year, too.
They were real.
You know
but Quinn Ewers got hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
The black woman going to get you back.
Yeah.
He also used to coach at UW, my alma mater.
For sure. For
so,
sure.
So Oklahoma is a very good team.
Yeah.
Right? They won national championship. So yeah. tell us, like, if you played at that level. Now, I played JV 4 years.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Didn't get recruited.
Okay.
Highly.
Yeah.
But you went to D1. What was
I
that
did.
Like?
Okay.
Did you feel like your career was going further? Like, what was that like for you?
No, like, okay, first of all, let me clarify.
Let's clarify.
I want to come clean. I don't want to come off like a liar, okay?
Okay.
I in high school, I was a dog. You know what I'm saying? I was nice. And then I went to junior college at San Francisco City.
Okay.
And then I had a scholarship offered to Missouri.
Okay.
This is crazy. Hopped the fence my sophomore year of my junior college year. I tore my finger up. That's why my middle finger's still, like, messed up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I
oh,
had to get, like,
see it.
Yeah, 13 stitches right here.
Ooh, that looks painful.
Yeah, it was very painful. So I lost out on that offer to Missouri. So I had a scholarship offer to University of Missouri.
Because of the injury you lost out?
I lost out on it because they wanted to see my first three games of the season. If they liked what they saw, they were going to offer me a scholarship.
Got
exact
it.
Exact conversation I had with the coach. Tore my finger up, missed my last 8 games. So I only got to play like 3 games of my last year at junior college.
Oh,
and
wow.
I graduated a semester early, so I was very like, it was a hard time. I was
yeah,
like, dang.
Yeah.
I had a cousin of mine. His name's Damian Mackey. He played at University of Oklahoma in 2001, won a championship, still knew Cope Stoops and him. And then a scout had came to San Francisco City and saw me play and was just like, they were pretty much just like, if he gets into the school academically, we'll invite him to walk on. So I got into the school, you know what I'm saying? And then and I walked on to University of Missouri.
Dope.
So it was cool. It was fun. But let me tell you why it's not worth it if you're not going to the NFL. Okay.
Ooh, I love this. Please tell me.
D1 football is the most crucially, the hardest, most debilitating, self-esteem killing. It was the hardest thing I ever did.
Yeah.
I'm talking 5:45 a.m. workouts. By 6 o'clock, you're sweating bullets. We're running up parking lot ramps. No rest. It's 112 degrees outside.
Man.
You know, and then I broke my wrist the first day of practice.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. It was crazy. It was wild, right? It was crazy. But the only thing that was like, that sucks about being injured as well, if you get injured and it's not your leg, once you do your morning workout, so I was in the cast, still do the workouts. When you do the morning workout, before you, later in the day, before you can just sit and watch practice, you have to do another workout. Then you can chill and watch practice. So I'm doing two workouts a day.
You have to do while injured?
Yes.
So hand injuries are just like...
Don't matter. In the cast, don't matter.
But you do need your hands to play football. I've seen people play with the club on.
No, facts. But I was a receiver. I had,
that's
what
I'm like.
Thumb. So look, so they just had me doing lower body. So I had to do lower body workouts before I could just chill and watch practice because I was injured. So you do your morning workout, and then you do another one in the day, and then you can chill.
Oh,
I promise to God, I was lunging. as God is my witness, 245 pounds lunging. Three sets of 10 each leg. Easy. Easy work, too. Easy work.
What?
Easy. Easily. No lie. If they gonna
get
you there,
big bar?
With the big bar. Easy. No difficulties. Lunging. And I'm not lying. I'm talking about lunging.
I don't believe you're lying.
I'm talking about lunging.
The thought of that, I tore my ACL in
Oh, you
tore
your ACL?
No, I'm saying just thinking about doing that.
Listen,
my ACL will be torn.
Tore it. And then because I had it on for about 3.5 months. I broke a very small bone in my wrist.
Yeah.
And to my knowledge, the smaller the bone you break, the longer it takes to heal because of like blood circulation. Yep, the bigger the bone you break, the faster.
Got it.
So it was cool, but you know, midway through the season, I was like, I don't want to play football anymore. The school is great. The girls are really beautiful. This is awesome. I'm saved now. I'm more saved now. but I remember just being like, I don't really want to play football anymore. And I was already acting in high school, and like in junior college and stuff. And I had a friend's name's Austin Williams. We met at junior college. He was the first person to tell me like, bro, you're gonna be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just gonna be an actor. And I was like, I'm going to the league.
Yeah.
I'll be an actor after, but you know, once I get this league check, all right, I'll come back. And then things didn't end up working out, and I always loved acting. And I ended up calling my mom. I was really down one day. I was at Oklahoma. It was like midway through the season. I was not playing, obviously. Mm-hmm. I was a junior, a redshirt junior, and I was just like, I want to be an actor. Like, I want to pursue acting instead.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the movies. This is always, people always say this is like kind of corny, but it was like, this is what I want to do moment for me.
Yeah.
At that time, I want to say Lottery Ticket had just come out.
I'm broke, nigga.
Yes.
Broke. Yes. Brandon T. Jackson.
Yes, Brandon T. Jackson. This is when Brandon T. Jackson was scorching.
He
like,
had
a scorching.
He had like
everywhere.
A Ja Rule like three or four.
A lot of people
summer.
Don't notice.
Yeah, and I think people laugh at him, but that nigga really was really out here. And he was really acting.
Yes, Brandon. I remember when
Tropic Thunder, Percy Jackson.
Killing.
Lottery Ticket.
I remember he was the GOAT on there.
He was getting everything.
Brandon T. Jackson was the guy. Yeah. I remember, just like it was yesterday. I don't care what nobody say.
Right.
And I remember seeing that movie, and for me, it was like, I could be on a movie like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I can be on a movie like this. And I remember calling my mom, and I was like, I want to be an actor. I'm leaving this school after this semester's over. Like,
oh, snap.
I was going to quit the team midseason, but my boy Tony, his name's Tony Jefferson. What's up, bro? He was like, no, don't quit, bro. Just like, just last through the season because you get to go to a bowl game and you get like bowl gifts and you get all this money and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, you're right. Like, I'll stay. But I started like not showing up to practice sometimes. They didn't even notice.
Really?
I promise to God. They don't care about walk-ons. They don't care.
Didn't even notice though?
No. Not one. Not one time. Did not notice me. Like,
how did that
up.
Feel?
I started coming to practice like once a week.
I should tell you everything you should know about your chance of going to the league.
Listen,
they know if you miss practice and they don't notice, they'd be probably not.
It does not matter. I was showing up like once.
There's like 100 kids though. Like, if you don't know, my boy played for UW.
Mm-hmm.
Only certain amount can dress and
go. Yes,
especially travel. But on the team, there's like 100 people.
Like 100 people.
Yeah.
I have a story. I suited up one time. At a home game for Texas Tech. Because you don't have to suit up if you don't want to. If you're a walker. Like, what are you doing?
Like,
you know what I mean? I'm just an extra here. I'm just filling in the sideline. And in Oklahoma, it's too hot or too cold to be sitting there, right? So one day I decided to show up. I was like, you know what? I'm going to dress up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do the warm-ups. You know what I'm saying? First of all, this is how much they didn't care if I didn't play. They didn't even put air in my helmet cushions. In my game helmet, it's just no air in there. Like, it's just,
they gave me the BS high helmet.
It was like a prop. I don't care. And then it was really cold. This is when it was getting colder.
Yeah.
So it's on the sideline. We talking like, it's about 40, 42. Like,
woo!
It's like not super, super cold.
But it's cold
but
if you're standing still.
Standing there?
You're standing still. It's very cold. And Oklahoma has that cold wind because it's just like.
The breeze is crazy.
Yeah, it's cold.
But they have heaters on the sideline, right? The walk-ons, we called ourselves the Buds.
Okay.
Because the coaches never knew our names. They always just say, oh, nice to meet you, Bud. Like, good job, Bud. Like, we called ourselves the Buds. Right? And it got kind of popular to the point where some of the players wanted to, and we was like, you're not a bud, bro. Coach, no, you right. Like,
watch out, bro. Yeah, it's our thing.
This is our thing, right? We caught ourselves a buds. And they wouldn't let us stand by the heater.
No, and you're not
only the players that play.
You can't be warm?
No. And I remember trying to scoot close and, like, get my hand in the coach. Was like, everybody move. Everybody move right now. Get away. If you're not playing, get away from the heater. And it was like, yo, bro, that's crazy.
That's wild.
It's crazy, yeah.
Only players deserve warm.
Only players deserve.
That is one. I could see a football coach saying that.
No, I promise. Like,
without taking a breath. You deserve cold.
Yeah. Like,
only the heat's for my dog.
Only the people that literally are the reason why I'm like keeping my job. I promise to God, like, football culture in college is brutal to the point to where I was like, if I get married and have kids, like, that's the only sport I'm not letting them play.
Yeah.
And I love football.
I get it.
But you're not playing football.
1,000%.
You can play any other sport except that. And I'm like, football is everything.
Yeah,
but no.
Yeah, yeah.
And coaches... Like, if you know, kids are, they get recruited, understand that, like, their job is to keep their job.
Right.
And if your kid is going to be the reason why they can keep that job,
yeah,
it is about your kid for their job. Like, they don't really care about these kids.
Want to take a quick break from the show to talk to you about DraftKings. Listen, we're back with another week of football, and DraftKings Sportsbook is keeping us in on the NFL action with great offers every single game day. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Throw $5 down on any of this week's epic matchups to walk away an instant winner. And DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September. Listen, football's more fun when you're in on the action. So download the app now and sign up with the code CRAZY. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, with the code CRAZY. The crown is yours. And now back to the show.
And so I think that was something that really, like, opened my eyes, just being around a big D1 program. And it's not personal towards the program or their coaches.
I get it.
But it's a business. It really is a business.
At that level for that school, that's a... If not 100 million, close to $100 million business.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Texas, I know, is like 100 million, and Oklahoma's probably 80, if not 100.
I think the NCAA makes like $6.2 billion a year or something. Absolutely. Like that. It's something
and they just started cutting niggas in.
Oh,
like 2 years ago.
And they're mad about it.
They're like,
upset.
And the pie is
this.
They're like, and all they're asking for is let us make our own bread.
Yes.
And like, when you sell my jersey, and they're like,
oh my God, bro, why do y'all want to make money? Why?
We give you an education that's worth $100,000.
We made y'all communications majors. You're going to have a guaranteed job after you graduate.
And also, what? Most people don't know, like, your schedule is basically picked by the football team. Like, you can't
absolutely
pursue a major that conflicts with football.
I was a health and exercise science major when I came to Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
But I came in as a junior. You have to have 60% of your major done by your junior year.
Yeah.
I didn't have that. So they were like, in order to play football, you have to be a communications major or sociology. And I was like, so on brand. And my dumb self said, yeah, I'll do it. Like, because what am I going to do with a health and I don't know that, but like, I had to conform. And
of course.
And I did it. So,
let's move to your current career, the TikTok person. Now, and I don't know how you feel of yourself, but in my mind, there are, and this is no disrespect to anybody.
Right.
There are TikTokers, right?
Yeah.
And then there are people who are using TikTok.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, for
to
sure.
Me, you are an actor, writer, director, who is using TikTok.
Yeah.
But your skill and your talent far supersede that medium.
Yeah.
But in today's day and age, in order to get your name out there, this is a great medium.
For sure.
But the dark side of that moon is when you are that talented, it can be frustrating.
Yeah.
Because you're like, Kanye has a line that really resonated with me, like, dang, these niggas that much better than me.
Mm-hmm.
To have that talent and you, because your videos, people consume them quickly.
Yeah.
But as a writer, director, editor, I'm like, ooh, that boy
a lot of work, right?
Power.
You're like, yeah.
You got to write, to play four or five characters, right? You've got to write that script for each character.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to shoot yourself there.
Yeah.
You got to go change clothes, shoot yourself there.
Yeah.
You got to match your eye line to where that character is.
Yeah.
And then you got to come back and edit that either on your phone
or
on a thing. And you got to layer it so that you can pull some of that audio forward before that character
starts
speaking.
You understand. You know very well. You know very well.
And that
video
goes viral or doesn't.
Or doesn't.
And then somebody's like, when's the next one? And you're like, nigga, this took me like 12 hours.
And I know you be seeing me get at some of them on Twitter.
I know. You really gotta let it go.
You be telling me, you be like,
you're wasting your breath. People don't understand because they are only consuming the minute and a half.
You're right. Yeah.
They can't. And they really, and it's like, it's ignorance and not in a mean way. Like, they really don't understand how much time your videos take.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then you are, you're crying on cue?
I try.
Tell me that. Before we go back to this, tell me how you are so able to cry on cue. What is it?
I don't know, Kev. You just got to really just think about something real sad. You know what I mean? You
hold on. It's not coming that quickly. Is it that easy for you?
A little bit. Yes. I just think about my bank account, right? And the dude usually does it. honestly, I think like, first of all, I've been by myself a very long time, so I have time to just practice stuff. And I felt like I would just try to practice. I don't know, like in my room, try to cry. Right?
Really?
You try to cry. You really concentrate. All right. You mess with your throat a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
And you can get like some tears going. Okay. But in 2023, they're gonna CGI that in. You're good. You don't even need to.
Don't
I
even
saw
worry
one the
buddy.
Other day. Yeah,
don't even worry about it, buddy.
But I think that like for me, you're right. Like I wanted to be an actor on TikTok. I wanted to be an actor on social media. Versus, like there are people who are actually TikTokers, right? I'm not good enough to be a TikToker.
Yeah.
I can't dance. I don't have clever like ways to use the popular sounds.
Yeah.
I was never talented in that area. There are some people who are like, how'd you think of that to use that sound? And it's like perfect.
Yep.
But the way that I work is I have to write. If I can't write, it's hard for me to create.
Okay.
Which is why I really do kind of envy creators that are very popular, but their videos only take like 10 seconds. You're like, fudge, I can make like 10 of those.
That's me.
But it's like incredibly good. You're both though.
I definitely don't for sure.
Yeah,
I don't spend the time.
Also,
because if you're not
going to
appreciate it, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I want to say you're one of the creators that really you know how some people might get there's no time or any app that you haven't like adapted to,
right?
Like, which is really talented though. A lot of people can't do that. Some people are hot with Vine, not with Instagram, or hot with Instagram, not with TikTok.
Yep.
You've transitioned to each and YouTube.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's great. Because I'm on like three apps. That's it. TikTok, Instagram, kind of Twitter. Anything beyond that is like, I don't do that. It's not my thing. Like, but yeah, like a lot of the writing is how I create. I need space.
Mm-hmm.
I need ways to really... I need a build, a slight build, a way to like tell the story. You know what I mean? And I feel like, man, the reason why I get so like irritated with people if they say, where's the next skit? Like the other day, bro, I literally said, wow, 40-0 is crazy. I was watching the Cowboys game. Somebody was like, where's this skit? I was like, Nick,
I don't work for you,
fam. Like, chill. You get them when you get them. And I kid you not, I was like, I shouldn't have said that. I should have just... I should have just relaxed. Like,
do you feel that people don't appreciate what you put into it? Is that what irritates you?
Yes, it feels like a little bit. It's kind of on some like, we don't care that you're a human being. Like, get to work. It's how it feels when you ask me when's the next skit, especially if I just dropped one like a day ago.
Yeah.
At first, I used to not respond, though.
Yeah.
I was very cut and clean and disciplined, but now I don't care. Shut your mouth.
Steve Harvey was just talking.
I'll get to it when I get to it. Now I'm like,
I got time.
It's interesting. What's funny about that is people are actually saying, I enjoy your content. I want more of it. And then you're yelling at them
absolutely.
Back.
It's like, how? When are you going to make stuff where you enjoy it so much? And I'm like, shut your mouth.
You're Doja Cat.
I don't even like giving you stuff.
But it's tough. Like Steve Harvey just said this week. He was like, people, when you're a creator like this, you know, people enjoy what you create. They need you to help them feel better about their day. If something's off for them, they're having a rough day, or they just want to laugh
and
be entertained.
True. Yeah.
They don't necessarily care what's going on in your day.
That's very true.
Right? Kevin Hart had this, I don't know if you saw the series with him and Wesley Snipes on Netflix. I think it was...
Oh, and they were brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And the one thing I really connected to with that is like, in this business, you're going to have some real life stuff happening.
Yeah.
And that appearance still got to happen.
Yeah,
that
it
show,
does.
That being on set, like... Yeah. I remember when Tony Baker's son passed away, Tony's like a brother to me.
Yeah.
Serene was like a nephew, close, you know what I'm saying, friend's son. He's like, oh my God. I had a show 43 minutes after that.
Oh man.
So I found out and them people who bought their ticket,
yeah,
they don't have cold hearts.
Yeah.
But they're like, nigga, I got my own problems.
Yeah.
So I give you money. And for this hour,
yeah,
I can't think about that.
Yeah.
So that's the exchange you kind of sign up for. But at the same time, it makes you feel like your personhood isn't valued.
Yeah.
But your art is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
100%.
saying?
100%. Which is why, like, I appreciate everything about, like, okay, like, for instance, like, I've always understood just in the beginning that, to your point, people like what you do.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily... like you as much. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and that's why
they consume you.
They consume you. Yeah. And that's why I was like, it's a big difference between like when a lot of people are like, my closest friends don't support me, but the strangers do, blah, blah. And I always say, you got to understand that your friends care more about you than what you do.
Yeah.
They're more invested in you than what you're doing. So, like, they'll see you when you make skits, not the skit. Like, that's Kev. Or that's Josh. And they might just scroll past it. You're like, why you ain't sharing my stuff? And they're just like, I'm thinking about the product. I was just like, you doing big things.
That's
you know what
a
I mean?
Good
it's like
point.
They might not share or like all of your stuff, but I bet you if like my homies, right? In the very beginning when I was like cranking out stuff, they were like sharing it, like helping me, right? And then after a while, they were just like, all right, nigga, like, you're good. Like, we don't even like you that much. You know what I mean? But they might not share or like my stuff all the time. They always like my skits. Every now and then, I'd be like, all right, nigga, you can comment on that? You know? No, we ain't getting no comments on the extra sauce on that. But I know that if my car breaks down on the Bay Bridge at 2 o'clock in the morning, and my phone, like, and I'm just in a bind where I have nobody to give me. I guarantee you, one of them will come get me.
Yeah,
100%.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Your friends, they really are invested in you versus your skits and stuff. So, but to the consumer thing, I think I've also realized, like, yes, the consumer's job is to consume, and I'm grateful for it because there's a lot of people whose content isn't getting consumed.
Yeah,
but also now I'm setting the rules. I'm setting the energy. And the energy is, y'all are not my supporters, you're family. You're friends of mine. So if I tell you to shut up and wait, just know that I'm like, no, that's the homie. That's how I want people to see me as. Sometimes if I'm too cut and clean and just like respond with, oh, I'm sorry you feel that way. I'll get to it right away. It's like, it's not real. It's not me. And I'm going to break character eventually. Now, I'm not going to get myself canceled or anything. I'm great at not doing that. Except for if I start a podcast, like I said. But I want people to start seeing, like, me.
Yes.
I want people to start seeing Joshua. Like, so when I be arguing with people, rarely I'm mad. Or when I go at it with people on Twitter about sports, like the dudes, and we be getting mad, I love that. Because I'm like, this is Black Barbershop talk.
This
like,
barbershop
I do
online.
This. And I'm like, if y'all are around me and my friends, when we talk to each other, you'll understand.
Yeah.
Because we even have a rule that's like, no matter how badly I treat you, you can't stop being my friend. It's impossible.
Yeah.
We've been friends since 10th grade. What are you going to do?
I love that.
What are you going to do?
I've kind of adapted some of that in myself. I slipped up and told my Patreon and my podcast audience that I hate meet and greets.
Oh, word.
I hate them.
Really?
I always have.
Have you?
Always.
Why? What's the reason?
I It's a second performance.
Ah, okay.
So in order to do a meet and greet, I have to be smiling and giddy. I have to be the person that they came to see.
Do you have to, though?
You do.
Okay.
You do.
Okay.
And on my first tour, apparently, I didn't realize this, and my wife and my Tony and Tahir told me, they're like, you need to smile the whole time. you're only smiling for the picture with the person.
Yeah, nice to meet you, bro.
And then I smile. Thanks for this. But when you walk by and the other person's coming, I'm just. And then, like, you realize the people in line are watching it. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, snap. I do.
Yeah.
So, but they take a lot of energy. Mm. And my dad, he's always been kind of like guiding me. And he was like, your job, especially your performer live, you got to make sure you have enough energy to give the people what they pay for.
Yeah.
And if they pay for the meet and greet, you got to have that energy.
Absolutely.
But if that's going to affect your ability to perform, then maybe you shouldn't do that. And he was really talking about, like,
were you doing them before the show?
I was doing them after.
Oh.
But it was just, like, carry.
Yeah, got you.
So I finally told my audience, and they were just like, ah, we get it. Yeah. We see, like, just don't do them, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's okay, to your point of, like, part of your actual truth with your real audience, you can share. Because as long as you are who you say you are, people can accept that.
Yeah.
It's when you present one way and then they meet you and you're like a jerk. Then they're like, oh, snap.
Yeah.
If you catch me in the airport or in the mall, I'm always going to have enough energy because that's a short interaction.
Absolutely, yeah.
But after a show, I wouldn't. Because the first meet and greets I do after a show, I had two shows. Me and Melissa did an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I take a little break and then I did a 45 minutes to an hour on stage.
Yeah.
And then the moment I finished, then I'd have an hour to an hour and a half meet and greet.
Got you.
So it was like 4 hours of performance.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time. Doing a stand-up is a lot of energy and is an art form that I've never been talented enough to. You know, I'm not going to lie. Like, also, too, with social media on the videos and just, we're always on.
Always.
Always on.
Yeah.
So when you have your time to, like, come down, it's like, ah, cool. But then when you see people, you got to kind of be on again. And sometimes you don't want to be. But I'll tell you this, though. I'm always on, kind of low-key, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually really chill. Always on for just like if a support like yourself supporter sees you, know what I mean? Especially if you're bad too.
you know the you.
Oh, let me tell you what happened one time.
Please tell me.
Let me tell you what happened. So I was with a friend of mine. She came out to San Francisco, and I was just showing her around and stuff. You know, I was just like, oh, like, you know what I'm saying? This is Union Square. Like, this is like blah blah. Yeah. I'm walking down the street. Kid you not, God is my witness. A guy's like, hey, what's up? You know the use, right? And she was like, What does that mean? Like, you know, and a few people had, like, noticed me while I was with her.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. It was a very, like, internal, I'm not being humble right now. Like, it was I went from, like, this is the Union Square, to, like, I mean, you know, it's like me in the Bay Area. It's like people know me out here. So, you know
like, say, what you say?
Yeah, like, and then people that's coming up to me too, I'm starting to treat them like, I'm like, oh, what's up with you? How's the fam? Like, you know, and they're like, oh, we good? I'm like, all right, bro, I'm gonna holler at you. She like, everybody know you? I'm like, kind of everybody, like, you feel me? Like, it's just whatever. It's not really that big a deal. Like, you trying to eat though? Like, you trying to go? Like, and I realized at that moment, this is why God hasn't let me be a superstar yet. God is like,
not yet,
because you're not learning.
You know what I'm saying? That's so true. I just saw somebody post this about, like, God having a plan for your career.
Yeah.
And some of it is like, he's got to prepare you first.
Want to take a quick break from the show to talk to you about Fabric Technologies, Inc. Remember all those life insurance ads on the radio when we were kids? Probably not, because that was for your parents to worry about. Well, guess what? Now you're the parent. That's right. And now's the time to get life insurance to help protect your family. Fabric by Gerber Life makes it quick and easy to get high quality of policies so your family is covered if the unexpected happens. Listen, Fabric was designed by parents, for parents, people like you and me, to help you get a high quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Fabric has flexible policies that fit your family and your budget with quality policies like $1 million in coverage for less than $1 a day. Get your personalized quote in just minutes and then apply when it's convenient for you. It's all online and on your schedule. You can go from start to cover in less than 10 minutes with no health exam required. Not sure if life insurance is for you? Take Fabric's quick 60-second quiz to find out. There's no risk to apply. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can cancel at any time. Fabric has partnered with Gerber Life, which is trusted by millions of families like yours for over 50 years. With over 1,700 5-star reviews. They're rated as excellent on Trustpilot. And Fabric has more than just life insurance. Their easy digital platform also lets you create wills, access college savings funds, and manage your family's finances right from your phone, so your family is prepared for everything. Now listen to this. Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/crazy. That's meetfabric.com/crazy. M-E-E-T fabric.com/crazy. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. Let's take a quick break from the show to talk to you about earning. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Look, when I was young and a husband and a father, I could hold some. Let me hold some. It's my money. You know what I'm saying? Need a new car seat. Tires went out. Just let me hold a little something till payday. That's what Earnin can do for you. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple Store. That's E-A-R-N-I-N. When you download the Earnin app, type saw this under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Saw this under podcast, subject to available earnings, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. And now back to the SHOW show.
Because I really, and I'm glad you're here to say this.
Yeah.
There's a few black actors that I think are next up.
Mm-hmm.
John Boyega.
Yes. He was dope in They Clone Tyrone. Dog. I mean, he's dope in everything, but
that he really dropped his nuts on
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And you remind me of him in that way.
Word?
Oh, my God.
Oh, just because of the multiple?
No. Oh. Your short films and stuff.
Oh, thank
like,
you.
To me, when you really, you're at your best when you care the money.
Yeah.
Not that you don't care about TikTok, like, I have a short film I'm working on and you drop those.
Absolutely.
Like, you, yeah. I can see that like a little, I mean, I'm an amazing eye for talent.
Yeah, okay.
Outstanding eye for talent.
Okay.
But I feel like you have that certain it factor, talent-wise.
Thank you.
Work ethic. You got the true artist. I am not my work.
Absolutely.
You have to love me.
Absolutely.
That is such an artist thing.
It is.
Like, because you care so much, it's hard to be, you just want to consume my work. You don't know how. Like, you got to care like that. Like, I can see you throwing yourself into some roles.
Mm.
Nicole Beharie is another one.
Oh, like, super talented. She doesn't. I don't think she's getting her dues.
But she's not.
But she's incredible. She's incredible. She's not getting her dues.
You can watch her in. There's a clip from, I think it's
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
When they're at the dinner table.
Dog. When you appreciate the art of acting, everything she does.
I'm telling you, is she married?
Mm.
Go ahead. I'm
the listening. Small looks.
Yeah.
The look away,
yeah.
the pause.
Yeah.
I'm like, dog, you are in it.
Yeah, it's
for
a lot of
real.
It's a lot of subtext.
A lot of subtext, a lot of subtleties. That's how the human beings actually are. My wife knows when I have an attitude, I don't have to stomp. She can look at me.
Yeah.
Oh, your energy's off.
Yeah.
That's what she does. And that's what you have as well. And I think in your short films, it really showcases like that burgeoning talent, right? So what do you feel like for you? I know you got to watch movies and be like...
I watch movies all the time. I'm still trying to look up Nicole right now.
This is very important about where her status
you know,
is.
Because you want to make sure that you know things before you start talking about people. You want to be respectful. Yeah, let me see. She's not married. We're good.
She's not?
Nope.
There you go.
Wait. No, she's good. She's good.
Nicole Beharie, y'all. That's what
Nicole
I'm saying.
Nicole Beharie. Incredible actress. First time I saw her was in, I want to say Jackie, the movie.
Yes. Chadwick.
Yes. And, yep. Yes. And I was like, she has a lot of subtext, and she says a lot without saying anything.
Yes.
But more so, one of the things I really like about her is she takes things in truthfully, very much. Like, she soaks in what the actor is saying. That's really difficult to me, is to really take in what's being said to you.
Yeah.
Because it always affects how you, like, say your next line. But
for sure.
She takes it in so well, and she kills every role that she's in. And it's a huge question mark to me, is, like, I should be seeing her in, like, everything. Yes. And maybe, you know, she could be one of those actresses that's very selective. Maybe she doesn't want to just be in everything.
Or
you know
maybe
what I'm
she's
saying?
Black and not getting enough opportunities that she should.
I didn't
want
to go there. I didn't want to say it on
More
your podcast,
than likely,
but
that's what's happening.
Because there's no way.
Viola Davis, when she was like, y'all want to, you know, she dropped her O's a little bit.
Yeah.
Y'all,
yeah.
y'all compare me to Meryl Streep. Why am I getting them opportunities?
The Meryl Streep check. You know what I'm saying? And check.
Listen.
And Viola Davis is a legend.
She be
one
listen,
of the best, period.
She stood toe-to-toe with Denzel. Washed, my boy.
Come on.
Respectfully.
Washed?
Washed.
Okay.
And sometimes that's the actor allowing that.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's not as talented.
Okay.
Sometimes you let the person wash you because it was her scene to win.
Her moment.
It was her moment.
First of all,
you need to be a gracious co-star.
You
co-actor.
Can, for sure. You can bring the acting. You can bring the tears.
Yes.
You can bring a lot of things. But naturally bring snot?
And live in it.
And live in it? And when they said cut, I know she stayed in it.
Duh.
Right?
And you know that's not the only take.
No, it's not the only take. So to do it consistently.
There's no way for me.
That's different. Because nobody's controlling snot.
I've been here with you, Troy.
Nobody.
Ho.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's her moment because she's been docile that whole play,
whole time,
that
whole time,
movie. So
whole time.
Denzel can't win that because it takes away from her. Right?
Listen, you're not bringing snot. Nobody's doing
nobody's
that. That's different.
So
not,
that made me the, my question that I want to ask you is: are you classically trained?
Me?
Yeah.
Right, let me tell you. So I've taken a lot of acting classes. I took a Meisner class. I joined a Meisner program.
Oh, it's, I'm not familiar with that.
Meisner is pretty much a certain acting technique. There's
okay.
like Meisner,
so I,
there's Uta Hagen,
Stanislavski. It's one of those.
Yes, one of those.
Okay, what's his technique or her technique?
His technique is pretty much, in my opinion, is it's more so using. I don't want to sound ignorant. I don't sound dumb, but it's in my opinion, it's more so using like repetition and using being truthful under imaginary circumstances, which is the definition of acting. But it's more so like you're using the repetition and you're really concentrating on you're using your imagination.
Got it.
To its T.
Yeah.
Like that's your pinpoint of that's what's going to make this truthful.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I couldn't give you guys a way better description of it is because it was a 2-year program. I got kicked out in 3 months. Let me explain though. Yeah, it wasn't my fault. Ah, I know I have an excuse for all of my mistakes.
What?
Let me tell
what?
You. Yeah. So with San Francisco, it was a 2-year program in San Francisco. I joined it. It was very expensive, though. First of all, these acting classes are expensive. They're like $1,300 every 2 months, three months. They're very pricey. With my acting teachers, they are the most strict, passionate, militant teachers I have ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Not math, science, biology, chemistry. None of my college professors. You walk in 5 minutes late, it's like, you're late, but whatever. You're paying to be here. You're an adult. Acting teachers don't care how old you are. They will scout. There were grown adults at the time in there that they would come in 5 minutes late and the acting teacher would be like, get out.
Get out.
Get out. So imagine you're like, you're 45 and there's another, get out.
Oh, no.
Get out of my class now. You want to say what? Get out. I'll let you back. Like, seriously, they don't play around. Like, not they don't play around. They don't even care if you call before about something.
They ain't trying to hear it.
No. Don't show up to my class.
Dang.
So the reason why I got kicked out of my class, and I'll make it very quick, is because in the beginning, there was 18 people in the class.
Mm-hmm.
There was like 50 seats. It was just 18 of us. We would all sit separately. You know, we didn't know it. Nobody knew each other.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, we were doing the repetition exercise, which is pretty much you repeat what I say. So if I say, you look angry today, they'll say, I look angry today. You look angry today. You look angry today. You look angry today. I look angry today. you look angry today. I look angry today. You look angry today.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep saying it.
Yeah.
Until you get to the point to where it reaches its peak and it causes you truthfully to say, why you say that? Why do I say that? You know, why do you say that? Why do I say that? Why do you say that? Why do I say that? Why do you say that? Why do I say that? Why do you say that? Until you get to the point where it's like, yes, why do you say that? And he goes, yes, why do I? So it's like one of those.
Yep.
So they're pretty much teaching you to take in what's being said to you and truthfully, and it'll affect the way you give it back out. Like, that's how we started off. Cool. I sucked. Terrible.
You sucked?
Terribly sucked.
You sucked.
Exactly. Terrible. But throughout the class, I started getting better. Mm-hmm. But he would rip me apart in the class after, just like, you're not paying attention, you're not doing it, blah, blah. But everybody would get their fair share, trust me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I started getting better throughout the weeks, really, really good, to where it went from me getting like ripped apart to me getting like kind of like high praise from him, like all the time. Long story short, we had a exercise where you have to bring in an activity with you during this repetition exercise. This was like a next level of it. You bring in an activity with you. It has to be something that causes you to concentrate. So maybe you're building a card house with a bunch of cards, something that you really have to concentrate on, and you're still doing the repetition. So if I say, you look focused, you're like, I look focused?
Mm-hmm.
You look focused. I look focused. Like, you have to really keep doing it, right? While you bring an activity and you bring an emotion in with you, real ones, and so people started turning into like Denzel and stuff, bringing in real stuff.
Yeah.
People were like crying and everything. It was a bit much for me. I was like, I'm not bringing nothing real in here, but I'll try. I don't even know y'all like that. So there's a person doing an activity, and there's a person in a room, in a little room. Now, depending on the knock on that door, you have to answer it. Depending on the knock, will tell you, the knock will tell you what kind of mood I'm in. If I bang on it, that means I'm mad.
Okay.
If I...
Yep.
I'm happy. If I... I'm in a hurry.
Got
that
it.
Kind of thing.
This is exciting.
Yes. Yeah. Once you open it, but the way it goes is, so the person stops doing activity, answers the door. But whatever emotion, and I might have it, and I might have it backwards, but the person who answers the door, once the door is opened, whatever emotion the person had that was knocking on the door, whether you're angry or whatever, mm-hmm. you must drop it. It's now about the mood of the person with the activity.
Got it.
You have to adjust to that. So whatever mood you're feeling as the knocker, you're supposed to drop it.
Okay.
So this day that I come, I do my activity. I have movie tickets. I collect movie tickets.
Okay.
So I've been collecting movie tickets since like 2015.
Like actual?
Yeah. I have like a box.
Do they still make actual tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, you can still go. Or even if you print them online, you can request a ticket.
Oh, okay.
They'll give you one. I have a box full of them. So I'm counting, adding up movie tickets. I'm adding up how much money I've spent over the years on movie tickets. I suck at math.
Okay.
So this was something I really needed to concentrate on. The knocker is furious. She bangs on the door, almost knocks it down. I open the door. She don't drop her mood. She's still screaming at me the whole time. Now, with me, you can call it mature or immature. But if you're blowing up on me, like yelling at me, I'm very calm.
Oh, okay.
I respond calmly. Because it's my chance to be a little petty. And I'm going to really dig into that skin of yours. You're already mad. Let's get furious. So, and this is something I'm working on. So I'm single and stuff.
Let's get furious. Yeah, it's hilarious. Let's get furious.
If she's upset, well, why? Because you didn't. Is that true? That's so. Yeah. So that's what I was doing. My teacher didn't think it was truthful. She thought I was lying.
Okay.
And I was like, no, I'm really like this for real.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not truthful, then they like tell you, you're not doing the exercise right, all this stuff.
Yeah.
The teacher comes back. We had two acting teachers, by the way. She teaches every Thursday, the last Thursday of the month. He comes back to the school. She tells him what I was doing. I wasn't doing it right. I was like, I was doing it right. He's like, you're not being truthful. I was like, y'all don't know me. How do you know I'm not being truthful if you don't know me for real? I'll get my friends here. They'll tell you that's really him.
Yeah.
And then comes to find out they were dating.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Plot twist.
Yeah, she used to be a student.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, y'all don't think I know what's going on. I got y'all. I know exactly what's happening here. And he's defending your honor on my behalf. Like, I mean, on account of me, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting kicked out of the class. He was like, you need to email me tomorrow and think about if you really want to be here. And I was like, for $1,300, I feel like I'm supposed to be here. But it was like the last week of class, and I ended up not paying another $1,300. And then I went to another acting teacher, and she was really cool. She was great.
Yeah.
I don't want this to come off wrong, but I only women acting teachers for me.
Really?
Only. And I'm like that in general. Every person that is close to me outside of the fam, that my doctor, all that, women, all women.
Why?
Because they actually care and they listen more. And there's no who has bigger balls energy here. Like, they listen genuinely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And they make me feel like they care.
Women tend to have that effect.
100%.
Listen.
And I needed to learn, because at first I thought, like, she likes me. She's feeling you, boy. It was like, no, Joshua, I'm trying to check your symptoms. Like, can you just roll up your sleeve, please? Can I just take your blood?
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
But no, what were you going to say? Because they really do care.
No, no, like, I was just saying, on my podcast last month or so, I side with women first.
Mm-hmm.
And two times, Carly Russell and this girl who got hit with a brick, it's come into question whether they've been telling the truth.
I saw that, like, yesterday.
Yeah. I don't know about the girl with the brick, but it's come into question.
Yeah.
Men have been so mad.
Really?
That I be like, Kev, you always take women's side.
Yeah.
And I will continue to do so.
They're mad because they think, anytime we might get a W, right, maybe, the hope. Because we take so many L's. So when men feel like they might get a dub, they hold on to it tight. Very tight.
And they be so upset. And I'm going to continue to side with
absolutely
women first.
Absolutely.
I will be wrong believing women first before I ever am one of those people who is poking holes first.
Oh, for sure.
Never.
For sure.
I'll continue. I've been wrong a lot in life. It's never hurt me to be wrong on women's side.
Oh, no. Like, listen. When, let's say, like, something with a man happens and you're wrong about it, you're on the wrong side.
Yeah.
Like, who cares? Like,
yeah.
All right, move on. Like, and men will move on quick. It's like, oh,
for
well,
sure.
We,
for sure.
We got that. But if you're wrong and it's a woman's situation, you better buckle up, buddy.
Let's get furious. Oh, yeah.
You better buckle up, because now they're going to talk about you being wrong about the situation, and then they're going to talk about your upbringing for why you thought you were right about that situation, and now you're dug into.
You get it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're going to remember, too.
Oh, yeah.
No forgetting.
Let's put a pin in the acting ability.
Yeah.
You also, may I say, are equally as talented as a musician.
I appreciate that.
You are a
thank you
rapper.
Yeah.
You released an EP?
I did.
You released an EP?
Yeah, it's called Original Symphony.
What's going on? Like, you really, the music video, the flow, the cadence, the wordplay, I'm like, why? I don't want to say jealous, but as a man of heft and receding hairline and of some talent.
You don't have to, though. You can get that fixed.
I could.
Yeah.
There's something
in me. You don't
want
me to?
I'm okay.
You can get it fixed.
I don't. It's not that important.
Okay.
It really isn't. Right. But you've got the rapping ability too, right? Mm-hmm. Along like Jamie Foxx. Remind me of Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
appreciate that.
If you decided, I'm just going to be an actor.
Yeah.
You could excel in that career and go very far.
Yeah.
You decide, you know what? I'm not going to act anymore. I'm going to be a musician.
Yeah.
You could go just as far in that career.
Appreciate it.
What is that like to, like, do you have to choose? Do you feel like sometimes I want to express myself in music, sometimes in acting? Do you want to do, like, what's that like for you?
I think, honestly, I started digging in music a little bit because I wanted to be, oh, sup, bro, love your stuff. You're funny as heck. Yeah, for sure. You're hilarious. Yeah. I started doing music because I thought it would give me a better chance of being discovered for acting.
Really?
Yeah, because a lot of musicians are in like, shows and things like that. And
it's true.
The one thing that I like about musicians is they get to be themselves outside of acting. Or outside of music. Like, they're, like, in music, the reason why, like, on top of their talent musically, their aesthetic is why people love them. Whether they're super tatted up, whether, you know, they just, you know, they wear the clothes they want.
Yep.
So when they get picked for roles, it's a role that fits them
to a T. For sure.
Versus actors, it's kind of like, you have to be kind of a clean look so you can be in these other kind of roles.
That's a good point.
Right, so I've always kind of like, man, like, well, if I get popular as a music artist, then I can have a little bit more like, hey, can I get into the acting scene?
So and it all leads back to acting.
Absolutely.
100%. So that's my answer. It all leads back to acting.
Absolutely. And the girls. The girls love musicians. You know what I mean? Like, and musicians get away with their behavior because they're musicians they're artists. You know what I mean?
Comedians, too. We can often say exactly what we feel.
Yeah, very true. Like, very true.
Those comments. Like, very true. I hate me and Grease. I ain't doing it no more.
Listen.
Those crazy kids. But also.
Listen, I'm comedians really get away with saying a lot because they're comedians.
Yes.
Especially if you know how to do it right.
What?
Art form is great.
Yes.
So I think that, like, it all leads back to acting, 100%. I just haven't pursued it because I was, like, as serious as I could. Because the music industry, there's not enough structure for me. And there's not structure, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
There's way more structure in the acting industry, right? Sure. You have an agent.
Yes.
You know, we take 10%. We take right. You know everything that's happening. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? You read over your contract. Hey, if I want to leave, I can leave. You know what I mean? For the most part. Musicians is kind of like, you're in this forever.
Bruh.
We don't even know where your money's going. You don't even know where it's going. And every time you buy something or get something, you don't even know. Now you're in debt more. And you don't even know it. You don't even know.
It's so true.
So,
man.
You know, for me, it would take, honestly, if I were to seriously pursue it, it would take like a small, I don't think I would ever sign to a label.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have a manager or something like that and do it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not really a fan of it. I'm still going to do the music videos for like the EP and stuff. I just haven't done it yet.
It's great. And you know what's really, I think there's a lot of talented rappers specifically who make amazing actors.
Oh, yeah.
I just watched Top Boy. And I didn't even know the guy who plays Sully is like a OG grime rapper. I think his name is Kano.
I've only watched like season one. Oh, I still gotta get, because no, wasn't there like two different Top Boys?
Yeah, there's the reboot with like Drake and Spring Hill is just called Top Boy.
Okay.
But the original was we rebranded to Top Boy Summer House.
Spring Hill's a part of that?
Yeah, Spring Hill.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Spring Hill.
They doing it big.
They doing it big.
I was just on it a little something for them.
Okay.
For like Scorpio stuff. But anyways.
Kano, who plays Sully, is an actor. Okay. Little Sims plays Shelly.
Okay.
She's really talented.
Okay.
Right? Queen Latifah.
She's in it too?
No, I'm saying. I just went to other actors.
Oh, gotcha.
Queen Latifah's in Top Boy.
She's a Top Boy?
I just was naming other rappers.
Okay,
gotcha.
Oh, yeah, really good.
Some of them are so much. You are, like, Ice-T at this point, my kids they know him from Law & Order.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even know. Yeah. They wouldn't even believe. Yeah. Even Snoop.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Snoop has acted legit, but I think, to your point, it's about the authenticity.
For sure.
And the roles they choose. You like, Snoop, it's so funny. I was just talking about this the other day. When I was introduced to Snoop, it was like him in court.
Word.
For the murder case. Like, the first thing I remember
first
is
time
that,
you
that meme.
Yeah.
I remember him being like,
yeah.
And now he's at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
And doing Martha Stewart.
And doing Corona commercials.
It's crazy.
Best rebrand ever.
What?
Crazy rebrand.
Snoop
don't
never
rebrand.
Turned down a check. If that's never. What he said yes to, what has he said no to?
Listen, I'm telling you. I liked What's Her Name, too. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about her. I know she's under, like, a lot of, like, heat right now. But Doja Cat was good in, like, this episode with Lil Dicky. Do you watch that show, Dave?
I haven't seen Dave. I've seen it the first season, but I haven't watched the rest of it.
Okay, yeah. She was in, like, season, I want to say, like, two. Or
she's,
three.
I imagine she's really good.
She was really good.
But low-key, she has the same feeling you have.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just make my music and consume it.
Yeah.
But imagine the few fans that annoy you multiplied by hundreds of thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Your annoyance level would be.
Yeah.
But then she goes to the VMAs and you're like, well, I mean,
listen,
she's got
I'm not going to lie to you. I feel different about those. I agreed. I felt like what she was doing was trying to get rid of people that were looking at her as a product.
Yes.
She's trying to get rid of the fan base that looked at her as just a machine.
Mm-hmm.
They were too infatuated with her as an artist, not as a person. If you really look at what Doja Cat has done over the past, let's say, 5 years, let's go back to the, like, if you say so, like, before Doja Cat started, like, being, let's say, her own person like she is, like, right now. Like, just being her authentically. Yep. Like, if you look at what she's been doing over the past, like, 5 years, she has been worked like a horse. Tour, hit songs, just being on other people's songs. Mm-hmm. She even, I think, put it out publicly once, like, yo, I really need to rest. Like, she tweeted it. It was like, I need to, like, just... Like, sleep.
Yeah.
And I think it got to the point to where she was like, I'm just a product and that's how I'm feeling. So I'm about to really just tell people, like, this is what I'm doing. If you don't like it, I don't care.
And she was in them chats throwing feet, them racial chats showing feet.
What? Feet?
You ain't know she was in them racial chats showing feet?
What are you talking about? Who was showing feet?
Doja Cat was in them racial chats.
Showing feet?
Showing feet.
A racial chat, you said?
Racial chats.
What are you talking about, brother?
There was a...
I'm not familiar.
What? I'm trying to describe what... It was like a... Almost like a message board forum for like some alt-right people.
She was on it?
And she was on there. And literally showing feet. You haven't heard this meme?
No.
Rachel, you ain't heard Doja Cat was in... Search your Twitter when you get done. Doja Cat was in there showing feet.
I might be the most... out the loop, in the loop person, you know. I'm very hot and cold with stuff.
Yeah, I
like,
get it.
There's
also too much to know.
There's so much to know.
Because apparently
so
her boyfriend was a bad choice, but it's too much.
Okay.
It's too much.
Dang.
Let me ask you this. If you had it your way,
yeah.
What do the next 5 years look like for you?
Okay, so supermodel Venetia, she's my wife.
Straight off the bat.
She's my wife. Okay, 2 or 3 kids. It's up to her. Doesn't matter. All right? We're at church every Sunday. Perfect family. Or a knock. She's another model.
Okay.
Rich chocolate. Jesus. And this is why I don't have a podcast. Remember? All right. So... But yeah, so Venetia is my wife.
Okay.
Right? 2 or 3 kids is up to her. Doesn't matter. I'm in a very not. What was the question?
Thinking of her threw your whole train of thought off.
I totally forgot the question.
That's all that matters in the next 5 years. The next 5 years of your professional career.
Yeah.
The family side is taken care of.
How do I see my career in 5 years?
Yeah. If it went the best way it could go for you.
Okay. Okay. So cool. So yeah. Venetria, my wife. Right. Now that you said that. Venetria's my wife. 2 or 3 kids. It's up to her. And I would say I'm an established actor.
Okay.
I would like to. You know, Childish Gambino is one of my biggest inspirations.
Oh,
I love
I see
everything.
A lot of him in you.
Yeah. Everything he does. Yeah. I love everything he does. But I would like to. Be an established actor. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm rich and famous. That means I'm an established actor.
Yeah.
I'm better as an actor. And I would like to have my own sketch show.
Really?
Yeah, like Key and Peele.
Sketch show?
Yeah, I'm working on that now, actually.
Really?
Yeah, so, you know, prayers to God. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but that's something I'm working on.
You've already shot some?
Not yet. I'm writing.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're prepping.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm having a meeting tomorrow about it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So I would like to... make that transition into being, you know, an established actor and just a better writer and a man who's seriously dating or married to Venetria. 2 or 3 kids, doesn't matter, it's up to her. And,
let
you
me
know,
look this person
and,
up. And, what is her name?
No, I got you out. It's probably the first name that pops up when I go to the search bar. Her name's Venetria. She's a model. She's gorgeous.
2 or 3 kids, doesn't matter.
Yeah, 2 or 3 kids, it doesn't matter, it's up to her. And you know, she's, oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, I'm on the podcast. Yeah. This is her. But I would say, you know, it's just, I'm an established actor and a writer. This year I wanted to really focus on learning things.
Yeah.
A lot of times I can memorize things. I can get things done. I can do things. But I haven't learned the whys of, like, why I'm doing it. You know,
okay.
I can film a short film, right? But it's like, you know, the rules of third or just,
yeah.
like, why do certain angles
yes.
say a certain thing? Why are we panning in during this moment? Why are we doing this angle? Just things like that.
Got
just
it.
Learning. So I think that it's just important to me. In the next 5 years or sooner, it's important to evolve.
Yeah.
Especially as Black creators, because mm-hmm. I do feel that Black creators, like, you know, Black creators, actors, writers, like, you know, you and me and plenty of others, we don't necessarily get that freedom to branch out and evolve.
Sure.
We're kept in a
yes.
a box versus, you know, other creators that might, they just get on the scene and already they're on Time Magazine or they're already in movies. They're already, and you're like,
listen,
dang, like their brand is crazy. Now they're
this
modeling
is gonna
contracts.
Sound like hate. And I don't, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Bobby Altoff,
uh-huh.
she's a young white woman.
I'm not. Who's that?
She just had some podcast clips go viral.
Oh, the really dry humor. Yes. Yeah.
When I tell you,
yeah,
she jumped on the scene.
Yeah.
Drake
took off.
Yachty
took
Mark off. Cuban
took
Funny
off.
Marco.
Yeah.
I'm just like
out of there. Out of there.
I mean, you just toil away year after year. And she's just like, oh, yeah, my neighbor was famous. I found some podcast mics on the ground. And now I got to, and I'm just like.
Oh, that's how she started?
Well, she was like, I want to try this. And apparently her first one, her neighbor was famous. And the mm-hmm. podcast was so bad
yeah.
that, like, she put it out and it went viral.
Oh.
And she had Shaq. And I'm just like, dog.
She did Shaquille?
She had Shaquille? Shaquille O'Neal. She doesn't appreciate Shaq.
She's out of there.
She didn't watch Blue Chips.
She don't know. She wasn't watching them games.
She didn't see Shaq and the Magic and the Lakers and the Toad.
She didn't watch the Kobe and Shaq beef?
Man. And as a person, you're just like, God, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's not my road. That's not my journey.
Yeah.
But it is sometimes frustrating.
No, yeah.
Because you like, you want to pop.
Of course,
but at the same time, staying low and building is better. Let me ask you one more question before you go.
Okay.
Because I know you can understand this.
Yeah.
This is something I often struggle with.
Mm.
What is it like for you when you make a video
mm.
that goes crazy?
Yeah.
Right. One of your recent ones was like, it's very funny.
The Trader Joe's one?
No, before that.
Okay, okay.
When
okay.
the dude acts like he don't like the crush. And he's like,
Oh, yeah.
He said, well,
yeah.
I'm just doing some stuff with Rail. Right.
Yeah.
Issa put that in her story. Like, you reposted that. One thing I struggle with is no matter how well a video does,
mm-hmm.
eventually it tapers off.
Absolutely.
And you got to go right back to it. Sometimes
right
it's weeks,
to it.
Months
mm-hmm.
to reach that
before
success again.
Yeah.
So what is that like for you? Because sometimes I don't say I don't want to say I get down, but mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm competitive and stuff, and I'm just like,
yeah.
That day, like yesterday, I had a great day.
Yeah, great.
I mean, I was like, these videos, I was just finding stuff. I'm like, this is
popping.
Great. Which means the rest of this month, we're going to be back to
the drawing board.
I mean, some days I'm just like, nigga, this you're just putting up anything.
Yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Just like I want,
absolutely.
And I go back and look at previous video success, and uh-huh. I'm just like, that gets further and further down the timeline.
Trust me, I do it.
Like,
all the time.
How do you get yourself up again? Because mm-hmm. I know you really can't create from a place of like, I want this to pop. Because it just doesn't work like that.
It does not work like that.
It doesn't work like that. And you can't even create from a place of like, the more I put into it, it'll do better. Because it also doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
So how do you keep going is my question.
I had a lot of trouble with this in the very beginning. Because when you pop off the first time or like early, you're trying to figure out like how to pop off again.
Yeah.
And that really gets depressing and stressful. And I felt like people could smell it on me too. Like, you're trying to pop. We don't like that. You're trying to get on. Yeah, you want it too much. People hate when you want it too much. Yeah. It's like, you know, they hate it when you want it too much. It's kind of like a woman when she knows you like her too much.
Oh, yeah. Or an audition. When you really want this part.
Don't ever let her know you like her too much. Even if you do. Trust me, don't let her know. Not until you marry her. And I'm going to tell you, if I propose to her, I'm going to be like, you kind of want to maybe, I mean, if you're up for it, I'm kind of, you want to maybe get married if you feel me? If that's what you, like, I'm doing that light, Kev. I'm not even going to get on a knee and, because she might say no, because I want to marry her too. The love is too much passion there. So I'm going to, you kind of maybe want to, you know what I'm saying? You say no, it's cool. I'm just asking. So anyways, I feel like what the place that had got me to a solid, just like, I do it for me now.
Yeah.
I truly do. Like, I got to that place where I was like, I have to do it for me.
Yep.
Even if it doesn't pop, I don't care. I liked it, you know?
Yes.
And you learn more about yourself as a creator. And then you kind of learn your audience too, because that's a whole nother thing. And I've noticed that if there's only two people in my skit, it really has to be great. The dialogue mm-hmm. and the situation has to be great. But normally when I have three or more people, the interaction with more, it's more characters for the audience, for different parts of the audience to like.
Yeah,
there's more versus
relatability.
Just there being, right. So, you know, I have another skit. I haven't done it yet, but in San Francisco a lot, when you're out there shopping on the street, there are like these Christians that always tell you like, you're going to hell tomorrow. I hope you know that if you don't repent now. So I wrote this funny skit about a person just shopping. He's just like, how you doing, brother? Have you repented yet? And the person's like, it's 11 o'clock. I haven't even sinned yet. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that it's just been learning that you got to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And people will see that, hey, this is their wave, and I'm just glad that they're letting us, like, witness what's being put out versus, I gotta go viral. I gotta do this. Yeah. People don't really, like, relate to that. Yep. They're just like, yo, we just wanna, we like the fact that he's just doing it, and we just like to see what he's doing, what he's presenting. And even in the audition room, Bryan Cranston had said this. You probably saw it, too. It was after he won all those awards for Breaking Bad. Mm-hmm. He was talking about the auditions, and he said, go into the audition room presenting something to say, this is what I did. I love it. Whether you like it is up to you.
Oh, yeah.
But this is what I'm presenting, and I love it.
See,
and
I don't think do that.
You know,
if you don't like it, I have a list of everybody who's passed on me. And you don't appreciate my talent, and I will make my own movies and destroy you. And I just,
You remember everyone.
There's one casting agent who has seen me like six times.
Yeah.
Never cast me, and I'm just like, you
I can't
will pay.
Wait. You're going to be in my speech.
And there's another one who's seen me like 15 times.
Really?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
It's tough.
That's why the studio is here.
Yeah.
No one tells me no in here. Everything is. Also, people tell me no
It's
here.
A great studio, too. It's awesome. I'm not going to lie. I was expecting, you know, just a room with like mics and whatnot. But this is great. This is a real studio. Like, I know it was a real studio, but it's a real,
it's legit.
Like, yeah.
Out here in the valley, we mean something out here. Ladies and gentlemen, Joshua Neal. You will see him more after this, as God is my witness. And I just love that when people start Googling you, this video will come up.
Yeah.
It's going to come up. When you get your big thing and your Aquaman or Superman, or it's your own movie or your EP, they're going to be like, who's Joshua Neal?
Black Aquaman would be dope.
Wouldn't it be great? On. Jason Momoa can't do it forever.
Can't do it forever, even though he's got perfect,
the Fast and Furious.
He's a perfect Aquaman, but still.
He was the best part of Fast and Furious.
I didn't see that one. The last one?
The last one.
I haven't seen it yet.
You got it. His take 14. On a villain. I know.
It was good, though?
He was good.
Okay.
The movie is the movie.
Okay.
He was a good time.
Okay. Have you seen C on Apple
what?
TV?
Woo! I stand with Baba Voss.
Okay, me too.
I stand with Baba Voss.
I was just making
Baba
sure.
Baba Voss, my nigga. Yeah. I poke my eyes out of me with Baba. He really, that's too far.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't know where the line is. But Josh, tell the people where they can find you, what their work, what you're working on. Whatever you want them to know.
You guys, thank you so much for watching this. Thanks, Kev, for having me.
Of course.
I enjoyed myself. I knew I would. You can find me on Instagram. That's Joshua Neal, N-E-A-L-L. You can find me on TikTok, The Josh Neal. You can find me on Twitter, Joshua Neal, N-E-L-L. And I am single. You know what I'm saying? Just in case you were wondering. You know, very great guy. 5'10". That's all I got. That's all I got. But unless you're, you know, 6 feet or whatever, I date tall women too. Don't matter. So I really appreciate your support. My DMs are open. If you see this, you know who you are. We're not really official. So, you know, I can still kind of, you know what I'm saying? Until we, you know what I mean?
For the people in the comments who said you should get him on Kev on Stage Studios, if you don't think I've had my eye on Josh, you're wrong.
Wrong.
I've got my eye on the kid.
We've been here.
I've been here.
On the socials.
Don't worry. Yeah. Guys, as things become things, I will be casting him if he's available and interested. But until then, check him out on his own stuff. Very talented. Go search his pages. You will find great joy. You'll be impressed. You'll be entertained. Please,
appreciate
show him
it.
Some love.
Appreciate it.
Joshua Neal, thank you, guys. My boy.
Man.
Let me sing you some.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.